There we go. Now? Again, happy Earth Day. I'm so glad that you're all here. And to start off, I thought we'd read one of my favorite books. It's a book that I've had for many, many years, since way back in college, way before I had any children of my own. So I hope you'll enjoy it, and Catherine will show you the pictures as I read. It's called The Old Turtle, and it's by Douglas Wood, and it's illustrated by Cheng Ki-chi. Once, long, long ago, yet somehow not so very long, when all the animals and rocks and wind and waters and trees and birds and fish and all the beings of the world could speak and understand one another, there began an argument. It began softly at first, quiet as the first breeze that whispered, "He is a wind who is never still." Quiet as the stone that answered, "He is a great rock that never moves." Gentle as the mountain that rumbled, "God is a snowy peak high above all clouds." And the fish in the ocean that answered, "God is a swimmer in the dark blue depths of the sea." "No," said the star, "God is twinkling and a shining far, far away." "No," replied the ant, "God is a sound and a smell and a feeling who is very, very close." "God," insisted the antelope, "is a runner, swift and free, who loves to leap and race with the wind." "She is a great tree," murmured the willow, "a part of the world, always growing and always giving." "You are wrong," argued the island. "God is separate. God is apart." "God is like the shining sun, far above all things," added the blue sky. "No, he is a river who flows through the very heart of things," thundered the waterfall. "She is a hunger," roared the lion. "God is gentle," chirped the robin. "He is powerful," growled the bear. And the argument grew louder and louder and louder. "Stop." A new voice spoke, and it rumbled loudly like thunder, but yet it whispered softly like butterfly sneezes. The voice seemed to come from... Why, it seemed to come from the old turtle. The old turtle hardly ever said anything, and certainly never argued about God. But now old turtle began to speak. "God is indeed deep," he said to the fish in the sea, "and much higher than high," he told the mountains. "He is swift and free as the wind, and still and solid as a great rock," she said to the breezes and the stones. "She is the life of the world," turtle said to the willow, "always close by, yet beyond the farthest twinkling light." And she told the ant and the star that God is gentle and powerful, above all things and within all things. "God is all that we dream of, and all that we seek," said the old turtle, "all that we come from, and all that we can find. God is." Old Turtle had never said so much before. All the beings in the world were surprised and became very quiet. But Old Turtle had one more thing to say. "There will soon be a new family of beings in the world, and they will be strange and wonderful. They will be reminders of all that God is. They will come in many colors and shapes, with different faces and different ways of speaking. Their thoughts will soar to the stars, but their feet will walk on the earth. They will possess many powers. They will be strong, yet tender, and a message of love from God to the earth, and a prayer from earth back to God. And so the people came. But the people forgot. They forgot that they were a message of love and a prayer from the earth, and they began to argue about who knew God and who did not know God, and where God was and where God was not, and whether God was or was not. And the people often misused their powers and hurt one another, even killed one another, and they hurt the earth until even the forests began to die. And the rivers and the oceans and the plants and the animals and the earth itself, because the people could not remember who they were or where God was, until one day came a voice like growling thunder, but as soft as butterfly sneezes. "Please stop." The voice seemed to come from a mountain who rumbled, "Sometimes I see God swimming in the dark blue depths of the sea." And from the oceans who sighed, "He is often among the snow-capped peaks reflecting the sun." And from the stone who said, "Sometimes I feel her breath as she blows by." And from the breeze who whispered, "I feel his still presence as I dance among the rocks." And the star declared, "God is very close to us." And the island added, "His love touches everything." And after a long, lonesome, and scary time, the people listened, and they began to hear, and they began to see God in one another and in all the beauty of the earth. And the old turtle smiled, and so did God. What do you think about that turtle smiling? In a little bit, I'm going to send some pictures of the old turtle smiling. It's a pretty good one. Is that funny, where the old turtle? Pass those out to the kids if you don't mind. So that's one of my favorite stories, and I thought that I'd bring you a turtle today to look at up close. This is a box turtle. Have you all seen box turtles before? Maybe? Maybe not. Why do you think a box turtle is called a box turtle? Who has a guess? Go ahead. They look a little bit like a box. Oh, this one's taking my little cord away. Yeah. It's not because we keep them in a box, but it's because, did you have a guess? Go ahead, tell me what you have to say. Was it something about why a box turtle is called a box turtle? Why do you think? Its shell looks like a box, and actually when the turtle gets scared and it wants to hide away, it can close itself up. It draws its head in and all four of its legs and even its tail into its shell, like it's closing up into a box. And you can't even get a little blade of grass in there. So it's such a tight seal between the upper shell and the plastron, which is the bottom part of the shell here. So turtles are reptiles, and that means that they have scales all over their bodies, and that they are cold-blooded, which means that they can't make their own heat. So everybody put your hand on the back of your neck. Ooh, sorry about that. So if you put your hand on the back of your neck, does it feel hot or does it feel cold? It feels hot. We can make our own heat, but reptiles and turtles cannot make their own heat. If they want to warm up, what do they need to do? Go ahead. They have to take a sun bath. Very good. They need to go out into the sun, and if they want to cool off, they can't sweat or perspire the way we do to cool off. What do they have to do to get cold again? Do you know? Who thinks they know? Go ahead. They go into the water if they're a water turtle, or into the... Pardon me?
We have a box around the market that's under the TV.
That's right. And so it's under in the shade and that sort of thing. Yes. So they have to move in and out of the sunlight to stay warm and to get cold. Another characteristic of a reptile, besides having the scales and being cold-blooded, is that they lay eggs instead of having live young. Let's see, what else can I tell you about this turtle? So this turtle has red eyes, and that tells me that this turtle is a boy turtle. Just in box turtles, if you see that it has red eyes, it's a boy turtle. If it has brown eyes, then it's a girl turtle. So maybe I can show you a little bit closer. And the other thing that's pretty neat about turtles is you can tell how old they are, sort of the same way that you would count the rings on a tree to see how old you can count the ridges on its shell to know how old it is. Now, turtles can live for a very long time, and once they live past 20, their ridges sort of get a little blurry and it's hard to tell. But on a young turtle, you can really age them quite easily by counting the little ridges on each one of their scutes. And the scutes is another name for the scales on their shell. So box turtles are very interesting. And we at the Nature Center have a few box turtles. We try and have box turtles always, and we like to keep them out in the environment if we can, because they're called what is functionally extinct. And that means that they've been collected a lot from the wild, and so there aren't so many breeding turtles out in the wild anymore. So if you find a turtle outside, it's always a good idea to enjoy it for a little bit. Of course, you have to be careful about touching turtles and that kind of thing, because you always would want to wash your hands afterwards. But it's always a good idea to keep them out in nature, because we want as many breeding turtles as we can out there. Right now, you may see them quite often, but lots of them are too old to breed. And so that's why we call them functionally extinct. But at the Nature Center, we have a few turtles that have been pets that people no longer want, and they aren't able to hunt out in nature, or sometimes they've been injured in some way that doesn't allow them to hunt anymore. But back to our story a little bit. We were talking about the old turtle, and there was an argument going on in that story. What was that argument about? Go ahead. Yes, it was about God, and everybody had their own idea of what God was like, right? And they were really just listening to themselves and fighting because they weren't agreeing with one another, correct? What was different about the old turtle? Did the old turtle have a lot of arguing to do? Go ahead. Yes, the old turtle, actually, for a very long time, didn't speak at all, right? Do turtles talk? Do they make any noise? They're not loud and noisy like maybe a cow or some of the other animals out in nature. So turtles are really good at observing in nature. And in our story, the turtle was listening and listening to everyone and noticing, as you said, that God is everywhere. So the turtle only started to speak after he really got a good idea of what everybody else had to say. And then he was saying things like, God is all that you're saying. And maybe, just like in the readings that we heard today in Acts, in the first reading, it says, listen to me carefully. And then also, when we think about the gospel today, Thomas, he was the one that didn't believe his best friends. All his best friends, the disciples, were around and saying, we have seen God. But did Thomas listen? No, he didn't listen to his best friends, who you can usually trust your best friends, right? He wasn't listening. He said, I have to see it for myself. So I think the message from our story is that we could be better listeners, right? And maybe if we do more listening than talking, then maybe we'll understand each other a little bit better. And we're really adapted as humans to hear very well. We've got these big ears, so why not use them? And if we use our ears and listen a little more and start hearing what everybody else has to say, do you think that maybe God will smile at us? I think he might smile at us. And it'll be just as beautiful as that old turtle smiling in that picture. So I hope you'll all take the pictures back and show the people in your pew what the old turtle smiling like looks like. And I thank you so much for coming today and listening to my story. Did you have something to say?
And I think also that we are supposed to be better tailors like we once were, because the same, we had a story of that when we remember that we had a box turtle calling in our garden.
So better carers of the earth? And is that a message that you got from the story? And that makes sense since it is Earth Weekend, that we are all better carers of the earth as well. Oh, a few more things. This turtle, I am not sure, it came to us as an adult. And like I said, once they've become 20 years old, it becomes very blurred. But the turtles can live up to 80 years old, and I'm sure that this one is probably maybe in its 40s. Do you think he's afraid of all of you?
No.
No, not at all. He's very happy to be out here with all of you and talking. What did you have to...
Are we allowed to keep the baby box turtles, or are we not?
It's a great idea to keep all the wild animals out in nature that you can. Sometimes if they're injured, then that's another story. Or maybe if they're not able to... But it's always a good idea to release them. If they don't know how to hunt, then in some cases it's okay to have them. But most animals that are wild, you have to have a permit to have them. Yes?
I know how old the oldest turtle
could be. Please tell us. How old? 150 years old is how old the oldest turtle in the world is. That's very cool. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Sure.
See, I'm learning from you. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. And remember to show your pictures to the people that are in your pew so that they can see what the old turtle smiling looks like.